Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m., here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad you've chosen to worship here with us today. It's a beautiful Sunday morning to be together as a church family. I'm Dave Yonker. I'm a senior pastor here. It's my pleasure to welcome you all here into our sanctuary, here into the midst of our congregation. We also welcome our friends who are joining us on Facebook Live and through our church website. Wherever you are today, we're glad that you are virtually here inside of our sanctuary for worship today. We give thanks and praise for God's love and blessing in our life, and we know this is the day the Lord has made, and so how good and wonderful it is to be in the congregation together. And so as we gather together for worship, we invite you to take out your worship bulletin that you received from the ushers on the way in today. On the right-hand side, you'll find a little tear-off sheet that says connect at the very top. And so we invite you to tear it off now and fill it out and connect with us by letting us know that you were here with us in worship today. You can also check one of those boxes on the backside if you'd like to grow in your faith and share God's love here through our congregation. If you'd like to learn more about some of the ministries of our church, you can also jot down praises that you have in your life or prayer concerns that you've been mulling over and praying for. You can write those down, and after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering baskets that our ushers will pass a little bit later on in our worship service today. Same for our friends who are joining us virtually. You're invited to go to our church website. If you're not already there, it's burlingtondoc.org. You can download a copy of today's worship bulletin. You can follow along with us from wherever you are this morning. Our worship leader, Diane DeJanes, today is away on vacation, and so we hope that she's having a great weekend, and we look forward to having her back with us next Sunday morning in worship. So as we've come to worship, we invite you to flip your bulletin over to the back side. You see things that are happening in the life of our church family. It is the season of Lent, and so we've been having these Tuesday night worship services at 6 with a little soup supper to follow at 6:30. We had our first one this past Tuesday, and we had a great crowd. We had a wonderful time, a nice time to be quiet together in the midst of the busy season and busy life that we all lead. A little half-hour service here, and then wonderful soup and wonderful fellowship in the fellowship hall afterwards. And so we hope that you will come this Tuesday night, and you can join us for worship here in the season of Lent. The services are also streamed through our church website, so that if you're still at work, if you are busy, or if you want to watch it later on, you can go to our church website, and the services are archived there. Lots of folks have already been signing up to make soup and to clean up, and so if you haven't done so, we hope you stop by the Welcome Center after church today. We had a new short-term class start today, led by Sandy Gerst. They're studying this Gospel of Luke and following the final days of Jesus. It's meeting from 9:30 to 10:30, and so if you didn't make it today, there are still lots of weeks left, so we hope that you'll come to room 7 for a little short-term Sunday school class next week. We continue to collect our Week of Compassion special offering. This is one of our denominations kind of over and above a special offering. This is our disaster relief offering that goes to help people when there's a hurricane, flood, natural disaster of any kind all around the world. We partner with other churches together to help people in need. And so if you'd like to make a gift, there's an offering envelope inside your bulletin. You can also scan the QR code on the back of your bulletin that will take you to our website, and you can give your gift online. We have other things coming up as we look forward to Easter. We have Easter prayer vigil coming up on Saturday, March 30th, and we have an Easter egg hunt that's going to be taking place on Easter Sunday morning. Lots of folks have been donating candy already, and so if you'd like to do so, we would love it, as we love on Easter Sunday morning to hype our kids full of sugar and then invite them to come to church. And so you can help us do that by bringing candy for our Easter egg hunt on Easter Sunday morning. Lastly, we'd like to call forward Ron Teeter for a special presentation, and Austin Swartz is coming as well. Austin is the chair of our elders this year. Ron has served our church in so many and various wonderful ways over the years. He's currently our communications director, helps with our bulletins and newsletter and also our website. In previous years, he was our church board moderator. He served on the bylaws committee many years ago. And for many, many years, he was an elder in our church, serving at the table and doing all kinds of wonderful things for our congregation. In November, our elders nominated him for the role of elder emeritus, and our congregation elected him to this role back in December at our congregational meeting. And so here today, we are here to award him with the elder emeritus pin.
An elder in our church serves for a three-year term when elected. Ron, for your many years of service, we are going to recognize you as an elder emeritus, something that I'm honored to know that you are going to be there to guide our church and lead us in spirit.
Shall we pray? O loving and gracious God, we give you thanks for the office of elder and for their ministry to the body of Christ. We give you thanks that all that they do to take the ministry of our church to homebound members, to care centers, to visit hospital rooms. We're so thankful for their prayers and for their spiritual leadership. And so today, we name and we have seen all those things moving through Ron. For his service and for his witness as an elder in our church, we're so thankful for his prayers and for his continued leadership in this body of Christ. We give you thanks and praise. In your name we pray. Amen. Up and say good morning to the friends who are around you. You can wave hello to the online friends with the camera up over my head. Won't you remain standing and join us in our opening songs of worship?
Let us pray together. Dear Lord, allow us to praise you today as we hear your words. Allow us to see your love and grace is all we need, and we should not desire anything more. Allow us to share your love and grace with those sitting next to us, and allow us to welcome those who are visiting as you have welcomed all of us with open arms. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.
Our first reading today comes from Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 7 and 15 and 16. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and will make you exceedingly numerous." Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your offspring after you. God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall give rise to nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her. May God bless this reading of God's holy word. I'd like to invite our children to come forward for a children's message with Pastor Annika.
Jesus loves me, this I know, hurrah, hurrah. Jesus loves me, this I know, hurrah, hurrah.
Good morning. How are you all doing? That's wonderful. Now, last week, you guys were given boxes after church for Week of Compassion. So I have my bucket because the boxes are not made real sturdy. So if you brought your box, go ahead and put it in our bucket here. We counted after first service, we received a couple boxes. And remember, your goal was $175. You are already at $49.60 after first service. So, great job. Yeah. And judging by how heavy these boxes are, I think you're going to make your goal. Now, if you forgot your box, no worries. You have one extra week, so you can bring it next week, okay? All right, well, today we're going to talk about superheroes or cool kids. Who knows what a superhero looks like or a cool kid? Anybody? Yeah, some of them have capes or masks. Some of them have entire suits they wear. Some are always smiling or laughing, and some are in action. I'm going to show you a series of pictures, and I want you to just shout out who the superhero is if you know who it is, okay? Are you up for that challenge? Here's the first one. Who's that?
Spider-Man.
All right, let's check out the next one.
Hulk.
Hulk. All right, good job.
Iron Man.
3 for 3 so far.
Captain America.
All right. Oh. The Army. Yeah, this is the branches of all of our military, so our men and women military. Next one. Teacher. Firefighters, police officers, doctors and nurses,
Jesus,
wow, very good. Each of these superheroes have something special about them. Some help people by learning, some rescue those who are in danger, some fight for our country in protecting us, and others have fun in a movie. However, one came to Earth to save us all from sin, knowing one day he would be nailed to a cross and die. He accepted punishment for our sins when he did nothing wrong. Jesus was a servant who knew that glorifying God would only come through suffering and pain. He was a part of a bigger plan. In Mark chapter 8, we read about that, and we learn that we should be thankful every day for our heroes and our cool kids. They come in all shapes and sizes, some we see often, and others we do not. But the biggest hero of our lesson is Jesus. He is a hero for all of us, and he is one who never wore a cape to prove his superpowers. He is a hero we should all want to follow. He's the best. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us Jesus, the true hero. Help us to cling to him when life is hard and remember that he has been through it all. We proclaim him as our Lord and as we love one another. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus
We come and gather this morning in worship as a community of people who want to follow Jesus. And in doing so, we share so much with the early Christians who struggled in the gospel, but also found joy in the Lord and joy in the lives that they shared together in Christ. And so no matter what we are carrying this morning or what we may face, we are not alone in our struggles. At this moment in our worship, we are invited to share our tithes and offerings for the kingdom of God so that others may find the same welcome and the same joy that we have known. Let us gather our gifts together and offer them to God in gratitude and praise. The ushers will now pass the offering baskets. If you wish, there's also a QR code on the inside of your bulletin where you can give online.
Pause in the midst of worship today to remember the life and love of two friends of ours from our congregation who passed away here recently. This past week, we celebrated the life and love of our good friend Karen Losey. Services in celebration of her life were at Prue on Wednesday. And on Thursday, we celebrated the life of Don Neff. Services were here in our sanctuary. We trust and believe that they have both heard those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy and rest of your master." We lift up Karen's family and Don's family. We know that they are now in the eternal places, there finding rest with God. And so we offer their spirits along with all of ours, with our cares and concerns, over to God now in prayer. Shall we pray? O loving and gracious God, you are the one in whom we live and move and have our being. Our lives are lived in the palm of your hands. You are our creator, our sustainer, and you sent your son Jesus to be our Messiah. We give you our praise and our thanksgiving, and we give you our love and devotion. We give you all that we have and all that we are, because everything we have is yours. And so here, O God, on this time of worship, we come in your presence. We've come to put aside all that weighs us down, giving us sleepless nights, filling us with grief and pain. Here today, we ask that you might remove the weight of the burdens we bear, so that even if for a moment in this time of worship our load might be lifted, we might be filled with your presence and we might know of your love once again. Help us and empower us to be your faithful followers, not just in this hour, not just in worship on a Sunday morning, but help us to follow you and to live into your life and to give witness to your love every single day. Teach us again what it means to deny our own wants and needs and to take up our cross. Help us to live lives where, though it may seem like we lose our life, we gain it. Where we look not to the ways of this earth, but we look to the ways of heaven. Help us, empower us, and fill us to serve you, to love you, and to follow you through every path that you lead us in life. In the midst of worship, O God, we lift to you and those in our community of faith who need your grace and peace today. We pray for those in our church family who are going through hard times. We lift up those who have exhausted every avenue of life and need your help. We lift up those in nursing homes and care centers, those who are in hospital beds, and those who are at home. We pray especially, O God, for the families of Don Neff and Karen Losey at their recent passing. We remember them so well. We are so thankful for their life and their witness. We can still picture their smiles. We can hear their voice. And we're thankful that the pain and suffering in their last days has ended, and they are now at home in your everlasting, eternal arms of love. And so we ask, O loving God, that you might gather up these, our prayers and our personal petitions, gather them up into your one fold by your blessing. And hear us now as we pray together the prayer that Jesus first taught his disciples by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our second scripture reading today comes from the book of Mark, chapter 8, verses 31 through 38. Then Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God indeed.
Ah, the good old days. Back when things seemed less complicated and we could just hang out with our friends. I'm gonna take some of you back to your high school days that might have just have been a couple years ago, maybe 20 years ago or 30 years ago, and some of you are still living those good old days in your high school days. Those were the days you didn't have a care in the world. You would find your friends in the lunchroom and sit and chat about why history class was so boring. And could the time go any slower? Or how you got a new math teacher that just graduated college, and he was kind of cute. Now, all of a sudden, you love math class. Or maybe it was a discussion on what food to bring for the Cinco de Mayo party in Senora Kirby's class. Sopapillas were always a huge hit. Those fluffy donut-type treats, hot and fresh, were amazing. They were even better than the Krispy Kreme donuts when the hot sign was on. No matter what was being discussed, you were with your friends. However, a table or two, couple rows down from you, was laughing very loudly and always full of kids. It was known as the cool kids' table. They were the sporty types who knew everything. They were the kids who could create a ruckus in class and yet never get in trouble. Half of the time in class, they would sleep, yet they always seemed to get an A. They were the worst partners in science class because they didn't do any work. You did. Yet, on presentation day, they'd get in front of the class and say, Yeah, this is our science project. And at the end, everyone would clap, except your friends, because they knew you did all the work, so they were just rolling their eyes. They were the ones who could wander the hallways in between classes, and when asked what they were doing, made some lame excuse about having to go to their girlfriend's best friend's locker clear across the school because their locker was full of their football or basketball gear. Again, never in trouble. They were the ones who left for lunch and brought back McDonald's or pizza while you ate turkey tetrazzini, peas, and overcooked mashed potatoes. They were the ones who were captain of the teams dating the cheerleaders. They had the newest cars in the parking lot. They wore the top of the line name brand clothes, even to gym class. I mean, come on, who needed to wear Tommy Hilfiger gym shorts and matching t-shirt with $300 Nike pumps to gym? No one. They were the ones who made the yearbook extra photos, always smiling and laughing. They were the ones who were homecoming king and queen and then became reigning champs when they were crowned prom king and queen. They were the loudest in school, yet everyone wanted to be them. Everyone wanted to sit with them or walk down the halls with them. Everyone wanted to be part of the cool kids. I know by now you are all thinking of a name or even picturing that person doing some of these things. Maybe you were nodding as I was describing that very person. But what if I told you the cool kid of the Bible was one of Jesus' disciples named Peter? Peter would lead a group of disciples and learned from Jesus firsthand. Peter was Jesus' BFF, and they couldn't be separated. Everywhere Jesus went, Peter was right there. He would follow Jesus no matter the time of day or how far Jesus would go. It's like our best friend calling us and saying, "Hey, let's go." You didn't ask where you were going, you just jumped up and went. When Jesus says that there is a difficult path that lies ahead, Peter was ready to follow. If you recall, Peter became the best friend because he was the first disciple called. Jesus saw them in a boat casting their nets into the sea, and Jesus invites them to come and follow. Peter didn't hesitate. He dropped his nets and went. We also remember the story where Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" While some called him Elijah, Peter exclaimed, "You are the Messiah. You are Christ." Peter was the cool kid everyone wanted to be like. Jesus often called him by names, and he was often seen having a great time. He knew what was going on all of the time. But soon we learn from our reading that even the cool kid ran into trouble. His stories continued, and he gave more detail on how he would be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and then after 3 days rise again. Peter then took him aside and began to rebuke him. Jesus' best friend began to criticize him. The scripture then says he called to the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If you want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save a life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life?" What is this cross that I'm supposed to take up? Am I to find wood and build a cross, then walk it around town? No. Our cross represents the unwelcomed pain. We all have them, even the cool kids. Our crosses come in many forms. However, there are five that come to mind. The unmet expectation. Many times we expect God to move in a direction that is contrary to his overall plan, not just for us, but everyone around us. When we take up the cross of unmet expectation, we turn everything over to God, even if we don't get what we want. Surrender your will to God's, and in the end, you will be blessed. Take up your cross of unmet expectations. The second cross is unanswered prayers. We ask for this or for that. We can pray every day, and yet each new day it seems as if God never heard us. He is completely ignoring us. However, God is answering our prayers according to his plan and his will, not ours. Many of us might look back on our prayers a few months later and say, "Ah, this was God's plan for me. Now I see it." Take up your cross of unanswered prayers. The third cross is unresolved issues. Some of us struggle with not having closure, whether it's relationship, work projects, home projects, or anything else we can't tie up and walk away from. We have a tendency to have incomplete resolutions because we live in a world with too many expectations. It's okay to say no, and it's okay to say no and not overwhelm ourselves. Take up your cross of unresolved issues. The fourth one is unexpected crisis. There is no invisible shield that protects us from the unexpected. Many of us don't react well when the crisis happens and needs action immediately. We can turn to our friends and family for comfort and assistance. No need to go through it alone. Ask God for wisdom to deal with the crisis and not allow fear or doubt to take over. Take up your cross of unexpected crisis. And the fifth and final one is unplanned life events. We don't have superhero powers that allow us to see in the future, nor does the Lord want us to. If we could go back in time, I'm sure there are choices we made that we would change if we could. However, we might have missed an important lesson that moved us closer to God. He has a plan for our lives and knows what our future will hold. We have to trust him and learn from these events. Take up your cross of unplanned life events. While these are only five crosses, and we might have more, these seem to weigh us down the most, I would say. Jesus took up his cross and commands us to do the same. Your cross won't be easy, and sometimes it will seem like you can't carry it any further. God gives you the strength and courage to take up your cross and move forward in grace. Your cross, if you pick it up and follow Jesus, will become a symbol of joy and peace. Even though Peter rebuked Jesus for whatever reasons, possibly that he allowed fears to overtake or the demands of life to get in the way, Jesus never stopped loving him. Even when Peter said he never knew Jesus, Jesus never stopped loving him. Remember that after the resurrection, when Peter was sure that he was a complete failure, he was no longer the cool kid. Jesus gave him another chance. God had not given up on Peter, and he has redeemed him and was put in charge once again. That's the same with us. We have a second chance. We can be terrified about what could happen or keep saying yes to things even though we know they will never get done. We can keep the what-ifs list going on and on and on. Or we can be like Peter and the coolest of cool kids. We can realize that God calms our fears and cares for our lives. We can start a table of our own in the lunchroom again, but this time we all agree to pick up our crosses and follow Jesus. Because when we follow him, we are blessed with the cool things, we stay out of trouble, and we become one of the coolest of cool kids. Amen.
Different place, a different path through life. We have different histories and different families. And yet when we gather around this table, we are united. As we break bread together, we are one. As we drink of the cup, we are one. As we praise God together, we are one around this table. And so each and every time we worship here, we tell this story. It is familiar to many of us. We remind ourselves of the love, of the gift, and of the sacrifice that Jesus made on all of our behalfs. As we gather here, we remember that shortly before he was to be betrayed and handed over to the authorities, Jesus had gathered with his disciples, and they were celebrating the Passover. And as they were eating dinner, he took a loaf of bread. He blessed it, and he broke it. He passed it among them, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body for you." He also took a cup which was filled with wine, and he passed it among them. He said, "Drink of this, all of you, for this is my blood poured out for you and for the forgiveness of sins. Drink of this in remembrance of me. It is for these gifts of bread and cup, of Christ's body and blood, that we now lift up our prayers of thanksgiving." Let us pray.
Loving and merciful God, we come to your table giving thanks for the ministry of Jesus that showed us the way. We thank you for his death that made a passage into life for us. And we thank you for the glimpse of the kingdom we get here at your table, shown in the self-sacrificial love of Jesus and symbolized in the bread and cup that remind us of the price that he paid for us. Bless these elements, Lord, and as we take them, let us also take up the call to follow you in our lives, that others will know you, your love through us, and hear your good news from our mouths. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.